Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Connie Johnson. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Connie Johnson. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting second. The center fielder, Tom Saffel. Batting third. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Hector Lopez. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jim Finnegan. Batting 7th. The shortstop, Jerry Skipinski. Batting 8th. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, Alex Kellner. And now, play ball. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox bunts towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. Minoso moves to second. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Saffel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Saffel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tom Saffel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saffel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel takes first base on ball 4. Power moves to second. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Skipinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skipinski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Finnegan moves to second. Harry Bird now pitching. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth takes first base on ball 4. Finnegan moves to third. Skipinski moves to second. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Kellner reaches second base with a double. Finnegan scores. Skipinski scores. Astroth moves to third. It's 5-0, Athletics. Sandy Consuegra now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Power hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Niemann chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Fox. Fox fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Fox. Astroth scores. Kellner scores. Power moves to third. It's 7-0, Athletics. Tom Saffel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saffel is 0-for-1 in the game. Saffel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy takes first base on ball 4. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field. Zerniel picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Zerniel. Kennedy moves to third. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-3, Athletics. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Finnegan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sandy Consuegra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consuegra hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kellner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. Fox strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Zerniel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lopez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-1 in the game. Simpson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-1 in the game. Niemann hits a fly ball into center field. Saffel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Saffel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Skipinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skipinski is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Skipinski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Consuegra fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Astroth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kellner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0 for 1 in the game. Busby bunts towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. Carrasquel moves to second. One out. Sandy Consuegra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consuegra is 0 for 1 in the game. Consuegra strikes out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carrasquel moves to third. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Saffel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saffel is 0 for 2 in the game. Saffel is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Zernial hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Zernial reaches second base with a double. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 2 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Skipinski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kennedy moves to second. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Carrasquel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Lawler moves to second. It's 7-4, Athletics. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 0-2 in the game. Busby hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-2 in the game. Simpson strikes out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Finnegan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Skipinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skipinski is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Skipinski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Finnegan moves to third. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Astroth hits a fly ball into right field. Niemann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Skipinski moves to second. Two outs. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox misplays the ball. That's an error on Fox. Finnegan scores. Skipinski moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-4, Athletics. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed White pinch hits for Sandy Consuegra. Ed White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-2 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Saffel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Virgil Trucks now pitching. Tom Saffel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saffel is 0-3 in the game. Saffel bunts towards the mound. Trucks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 1-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Zerniel takes first base on ball 4. Saffel moves to second. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Lopez bunts towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Saffel moves to third. Zerniel moves to second. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-3 in the game. Simpson is walked intentionally. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Finnegan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Saffel scores. Zerniel scores. Simpson moves to second. It's 10-4, Athletics. Jerry Skipinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skipinski is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Skipinski hits a pop-up towards short. Carrasquel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Astroth hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 13-4, Athletics. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kellner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. Kell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 13-5, Athletics. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0-for-3 in the game. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Skipinski fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Niemann moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Niemann moves to third. Sammy Esposito pinch runs for Bob Kennedy. Tom Gorman now pitching. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lawler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Niemann scores. Esposito goes all the way around to score. It's 13-7, Athletics. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 4 RBIs. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Finnegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera pinch hits for Jim Busby. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lawler moves to second. Ron Northey pinch hits for Virgil Trux. Ron Northey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Northey takes first base on ball 4. Lawler moves to third. Rivera moves to second. Bob Powell pinch runs for Ron Northey. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Finnegan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the White Sox 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Jim Rivera now playing center field. Al Papai now pitching. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Saffel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Saffel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Saffel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gus Zernial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zernial is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and two walks. Zernial hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Finnegan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kell strikes out. Two outs. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Niemann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sammy Esposito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Esposito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lopez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the White Sox 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Ron Jackson now playing first base. Hector Lopez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lopez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Lopez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Papai juggles the ball. That's an error on Papai. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Simpson hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Finnegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finnegan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Finnegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Alex George pinch hits for Jerry Skipinski. Alex George is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. George strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex George now playing shortstop. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Saffle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got four RBIs. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards short. George scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a line drive towards short. George reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Athletics, 13. And Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.